Welcome to the program, God and Country Radio, a program that looks at current events in the light of biblical exposition. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship. And on today's program, I'd like to discuss a question that has perplexed many political commentators. And the question is this: why does the liberal left in America support Islam? I mean, here is a religion that opposes most of the secular agenda. Abortion, homosexuality, pornography, women's rights. And yet, the left is constantly making apologies for Islam and supporting the inclusion of Islamists in American society. That is something few people could have predicted. One would expect the left to be opposed to Islam, just like they're opposed to the pro-life movement or to the Christian right. We need some examples here. After the murder of 14 people by the Muslim couple in San Bernardino, California, we heard more from left-leaning government officials and the media about the evils of criticizing Islam than we heard about the evils of the terrorists themselves. Everyone was so quick to say, let's not blame Islam. Conservative pundits were saying, no, Islam is the problem. So who should we listen to? Are the conservatives right or the liberals? At least we should begin by first identifying the two positions, and then we can look at the validity of each position. And by the way, the purpose of God and Country Radio is to see if the Bible gives us any guidance on these things. Now, here are some other examples of the left support of Islam. After the recent terrorist attacks, Hillary Clinton tweeted the following: Islam is not our adversary. Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism. President Obama has said in the past, the United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. Islam teaches peace. What's even more telling is that recently, the head of ISIS, Baghdadi, contradicted our president's own statement on Islam. Baghdadi said in a speech, Islam is a religion of war. So the Islamists themselves are telling us that they are not a religion of peace. And this is what conservatives have been saying for years. The tenets of Islam are fundamentally opposed to American values established by Christianity. But for some odd reason, the liberal left refuses to acknowledge the violent nature of the Islamic religion, even when it's affirmed by the Islamists themselves. Now, lest someone think that I'm making up this liberal support for Islam, back in November of 2015, Bill Maher, definitely a far-left ideologue, in a panel discussion on Real Time, criticized his own liberal camp for supporting Islam, particularly the influx of Muslims from Syria. Bill Maher said, if you are in this religion, you probably do have values that are at odds with American values. This is what liberals don't want to recognize. This idea that somehow we do share values that all religions are alike is horse manure. But he actually used a different word. So here's an example of the left in America acknowledging their own support for Islam. In a New York Post article entitled, Liberals Need to Stop Flattering Islam and Ask Some Hard Questions, quote, all that Western intellectuals and leaders need to do is stop flattering Islam, as President Obama has been doing for the past 7 years, claiming that virtually anything worthwhile under the sun has originated in Islam. Many Muslims resent that kind of flattery, which takes them for idiots. At a time that Islam and Muslims badly need to be criticized, the world needs to wake from its slumber and ask, what's going on? Unquote. So don't you think it's strange that the liberal left gives tacit support for Islam? And again, on the surface, it appears as if Islam is a religion that is against everything liberalism is for. Islam appears to be against alcohol, women's rights, abortion, homosexuality, democracy. So why isn't the liberal left in the United States the biggest opponent of Islam? And why is it that conservatives oppose Islam? And the left is critical of conservative opposition. The left even has a name for those who criticize Islam. Islamophobes. Certain educators on the left even want the five pillars of Islam taught in public schools. And yet here's a religion that if it ever gets a foothold in America, the liberals will be the first to be beheaded. And the irony is that conservatives probably have far less to fear from Islam than liberals do. But the liberals are supporting Islam, and the conservatives are opposed. Here's an excerpt from a right-leaning website. Muslims want to kill homosexuals. Yet liberals promote the homosexual agenda while at the same time promoting the Muslim agenda and the use of Sharia law in U.S. courts. If the Muslims take over the U.S., as they start to do in Europe, one of the first things they will do will be to round up all of the gays, the lesbians, the transgenders, the bisexuals, and swingers of all stripes and execute them. Then, just like the Nazis, they will go after the Jews and the intellectuals next. Yet liberals think we should be encouraging the Muslims to build their propaganda centers on Ground Zero and throughout the country, and allow them to use Sharia law to govern their own affairs while they're living in our country. Unquote. Here's another news item that just came in. On January 8th, a man dressed up in an Arab robe, shouting the name of Allah, runs up to a police cruiser in Philadelphia and begins firing at the officer. The first thing out of the mouth of the mayor of Philadelphia, quote, "In no way, shape, or form does anyone in this room think Islam or the teaching of Islam has anything to do with this shooting." Now that response is so irrational that one has to question the motives behind defending Islam. Can you imagine someone shooting a police officer while saying, "I am doing this because you're white or because you're black," and then the mayor claiming that this shooting had nothing whatsoever to do with racism? The double standard here shows that there must be some political or social ideology that is influencing the judgment of our leaders. So the million-dollar question is this: why does the liberal left in America come to the defense of Islam? If you were to go on to the internet and look up that question, you will find conservative pundits putting forth a variety of answers. They each see it from a different angle. Some explain the core reason, others look at some of the surface reasons. It all depends how many layers of the onion you want to peel back. Now, what I would like to do in this program is to save you a lot of time and effort by summing up for you the reasons put forth for the left support of Islam. I think I can come up with at least 12 different reasons. They vary in depth, sometimes they overlap, and given the notes that I have compiled here, it looks like it's going to take two programs. Now, before we get into this, as I often do, let me begin with some foundational premises here. Let's ask the question, why would we even want to look into this subject on a Christian program? I mean, you will run into professing Christians who will only accept the teaching, "Jesus loves me, this I know," but they balk at any discerning of spirits. But if you look at the New Testament, Christians are called to discern the hearts of men. God has called us to have our love abound in all knowledge and discernment, Philippians 1:9. We are called to exhort in sound doctrine and refute those who contradict, for there are many rebellious, empty talkers and deceivers who must be silenced, Titus 1. And we are called to be ready to make a defense for the Christian faith, 1 Peter 3. So before we even begin to discuss why the left supports Islam, let's acknowledge that investigating this question is a Christian duty. Second, Let's remember that the scriptures teach that the righteous love and support righteousness, but the unrighteous will always love and support unrighteousness. The Bible says that the righteous man does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. In his eyes, a reprobate is despised. Psalm 15. He doesn't receive false teachers into his house. He doesn't even give false teachers a greeting. 2 John 1. But of the ungodly, the Bible says, they help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord. 2 Chronicles 19. They call good evil and evil good. Isaiah 5. They strengthen the hands of evildoers. Jeremiah 23:14. They encourage the wicked not to turn from his wicked way. Ezekiel 13. And Romans 1:32. They give hearty approval to those who practice things worthy of death. So one of the characteristics of the ungodly is their support for evil and evil ideology. Let's acknowledge this and let's expect to find it in practice. It should be no surprise that we find secular humanists in support, not only of immorality, but also in support of various forms of false religion. Now, the other day, I mentioned to one of my sons that I was putting together a radio program on this topic, and he reminded me that the left's support of Islam shouldn't be a surprise. Because back in the 1920s, the liberal progressives in America supported the communists in Russia, thinking that communism was the wave of the future and it should be emulated in the West. And in the 1930s, the liberal progressives in America were praising the policies of the National Socialists in Germany. And you know who the National Socialists were. The Nazis. So why should it be a surprise that liberals today support the evil in our day? They were naive then, and they're naive now. They believe the propaganda of the communists, the Nazis, the propaganda of Fidel Castro, and so they believe the propaganda of Islam today. And they probably believed that communism and Nazism would result in good, because that's the way they wanted the world and human nature to operate. They didn't want to believe that the atheistic philosophy of Nietzsche or Karl Marx would result in corruption, poverty, prison camps. And the reason conservatives are so quick to believe Islam is the cause of terrorism is because conservatives see human nature differently than liberals. While conservatives believe in original sin, liberals believe that man is basically good. And therein lies part of the reason why the left believes the propaganda of CARE, Council for American Arabic Relations. But I'm getting ahead of myself here by offering an explanation. There's another point I want to make before we get into looking at this list. Let's remember right from the beginning that Islam is a false religion and Muhammad was a false prophet. Why anyone in the West would want to support an ideology of a false prophet is beyond me. Certainly shows that they either don't believe that Muhammad was a false prophet, or they don't know the teaching of this false prophet. Or maybe they're afraid of the followers of this false prophet. But the fact is that Muhammad was a false prophet, just like the false prophet spoken of in the book of the Revelation. Now, that is a reality that is not even being talked about. Not only is it peculiar that Islam is being supported, but where is the outrage against this false prophet? Here's a piece by Matt Barber. Islam is about control. The word itself means submission. It is a socio-political pseudo-religion based upon the incoherent scribblings of one man, the Prophet Muhammad. A warring tyrant, who even the Quran concedes was a murderous, misogynist pedophile. This unholy book is loosely plagiarized from the Bible's Old and New Testaments. Islam is Christianity's photo negative. While Christianity brings eternal life to those who choose to surrender to Jesus, who alone is the way, the truth, and the life, Islam brings eternal death to those who surrender to Allah. Unquote. I don't believe that truth can be said too harshly. Error is error. An ideology that is wrong is dangerous. And just because some ideology claims to be a religion doesn't mean it can't be from the pit of hell like Nazism. And one of the mistakes Americans have made is given an ideological pass when something comes under the banner of religion, because we have been so steeped in defending freedom of religion. But everything is a religion. Darwinism is a religion. Communism is a religion. Humanism is a religion. And so also Islam. And Islam needs to be treated just like any other false political ideology. In fact, many historians have pointed out that Islam is really not a religion as much as a political, nationalistic ideology being justified under the name of God. And Muhammad's religion spread in the Arab world because it justified Arab Middle East domination. So finally, let's get to this list of reasons why the left supports Islam. And the first point on this list is what I've already been talking about. Number one, the left's support of Islam out of ignorance, or rather naivety. They just don't really know the true teachings of Islam. They have never read the Quran. They have never studied in the madras. They don't understand religious motivations and teaching. They don't understand the fundamental difference between Christianity and Islam. They assume all religions will give the same results as the Christian heritage. But in Christianity, the Christian is never to use the sword against unbelievers. We are to win by love and evangelism, and that has made all of the difference in the West. But in the Quran, the Muslim can use the sword to persuade and convert. In Islam, there's a blending of responsibility between the state and the church. And all historians acknowledge that that ideology makes a world of difference in Muslim communities. And these two ideologies, Christianity and Islam, are not compatible. Now, the naive might say this. Only radical forms of Islam practice the sword of Muhammad, particularly the Sunni branch of Islam called Wahhabism. But we must conclude that the other 90% of Islamists are peaceful. And I believe an opinion like that betrays a misunderstanding of religion. The majority of Muslims may not be bold enough to engage in terrorism, but they will give tacit support to terrorists, even claiming that the victims had it coming to them, because they do want Islam to dominate the world. You know, in a recent survey, 40% of Muslims in America believe the 9/11 attacks were made up by the American government. Now, in the same way, Christians may not all be frontline missionaries, but all Christians support, praise, and venerate martyrs for the faith. And the same is true for almost all Islamists. And those who say otherwise don't understand the internal support and the unity in a religion. Now, knowing the era of Islam does not mean Christians will not show love for Islamists. We will, but Christian love does not mean that we're naive concerning the outcome of certain religious beliefs. So again, the point is this. The left may be supporting Islam out of ignorance or naivety. But let's dig deeper. Let's peel another layer off the onion. Why is the left ignorant of these things? When the Bible speaks about ignorance, as in Ephesians chapter 4, because of the ignorance that is in them, the Bible is always referring to a willful ignorance, a selective or biased approach to the evidence. One sees or believes what one wants to see or believe. As I said earlier, when it comes to violence to a white or black, the left will immediately blame the ideology of racism. And when it comes to gun violence, they will blame the NRA for promoting a culture of gun ownership. But when the Islamist commits terrorism, they will not say that Islam promotes a culture of terrorism. So if the problem is ignorance, there must be some reason behind this willful ignorance. And as I said earlier, the problem is a denial of human depravity. If you don't believe in your own sinfulness, you will not believe in the sinfulness or the sinful propensity of others. If you make excuses for your own evil, you'll make excuses for the evils of others. And one of the main tenets of secular liberalism is that man is basically good. All evil is thereby caused by the environment. And so with that view, it's no surprise that liberals have to say that the 1 billion people who believe in Islam cannot be wrong. And I would put disbelief in sin as the number one reason for all liberal beliefs and policies. Rejection of God's assessment of man's condition. For that reason, the gospel of Jesus Christ is not accepted, because liberals do not believe man is lost in sin and in need of a savior. And the left is caught between a rock and a hard place, because if they condemn the terrorists or a religion as having moral evil, that unravels their whole worldview. And if the problem is error and sin, the solution is something they cannot endure: God, repentance, faith, conversion, and the person and work of Jesus Christ. So the left's support for Islam is rooted in their own theological error. A disbelief in evil in themselves, and hence a disbelief in the evil of others. The secular support for Islam, whether by ignorance or malice, is the sum total of their secular worldview. It is the inevitable response to a disbelief in the Christian story. If you don't believe the truth, the error will have to do, no matter how barbaric it appears. And as is often said, the problem with atheism is not that you believe in nothing, it's that you believe in anything. Now, this is just one piece of the pie. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is desperately wicked, who can know it? Or Ecclesiastes 7:29, God made man upright, but he has sought out many evil devices. Got about a dozen other reasons why the left supports Islam, which includes the left's love for multiculturalism, diversity, non-judgmentalism, minority rights. But I'm going to have to cover that all in next week's program. Today was mostly an introduction on the whole subject. So you have a week to think about this question: why does the left support Islam? In fact, send me an email. I'd be interested in seeing what the consensus is out there. This has been God and Country Radio with me, Pastor Brad Winship. The website to contact me is godandcountryradio.org. Spell it out, godandcountryradio.org. The email address is godandcountryradio@verizon.net, but you can link to that email address at the website. Now, from the website, you can listen to this message again, download it, or listen to past programs. That's godandcountryradio.org. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for taking the time to think big thoughts about God and truth. Let's close in prayer. Father, we ask for great discernment. Not discernment for discernment's sake, but so that we can be good ambassadors of the kingdom of Christ, exposing error and explaining the truth. Help us to not only speak the truth, but to speak it in love. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.